So that's some of what Cecilia Schultz had to say from SA Power Networks. We did try and get in touch with a number of electricians in Port Pirie. Understandably, they're all rather busy today. Indeed, we were hearing of, I will try and talk to you, but we've got 50 jobs on the go, so we'll see. Matthew Duncan, though, is with us, Technical Manager of Master Electricians Australia. Matthew, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Good, good. Thank you for your time. You just heard there from SA Power Network saying that in some instances, as a result of this storm in Port Pirie, individuals, householders may have to bear some cost of getting mm-hmm. the power going again. How often is that the case? Is that kind of course of business?
It is a course of the business, yes. Where that damage has occurred to the property or someone's home or business, those things either need to be repaired or at least checked to make sure they're safe so power can be put back onto those homes and businesses.
What are there parts of the electricity infrastructure in the home that tend to suffer in events like this? Is it things like the switchboard?
Absolutely, yeah. The switchboard gets a lot of water in there. Sometimes it flows through the various conduits that go in and out of the switchboard. And sometimes, just because of their nature of being on the outside, doors can blow open and water can just inundate into them.
Mm. And I mean, it's probably hard to say, but is there a ballpark of, is that a particularly expensive process to get them fixed up?
The repairs can be quite expensive, so you could range from anywhere from a few $100 to a few $1,000 for a repair. But there may be some shortcut methods that they can use to get back online a bit quicker, where they can get some very basic repairs done, just enough so that power could be put back onto the property and the further repairs could be undertaken later.
Right, okay. And as you mentioned, another aspect of it too is actually just running a check to make sure that if there had been water inundation or the like, maybe everything actually is okay, but you need to do the check and make sure it's all right.
Absolutely, yeah. Water and electricity just don't mix, so we've always got to make sure that they've either been well cleared or appropriate equipment has been dried out, especially appliances.
Okay, Matthew, thank you for your time this afternoon too.
You're welcome.
Matthew Duncan, who's Technical Manager of Master Electricians Australia. There were also 8 schools...